Global health research is virtually unregulated, and this can result in inequality between research partners. Well, SciDev.net's editor Kaz Yanovsky has recently attended an event hosted by CORED, that's the Council on Health Research for Development. CORED have come up with a tool to solve this problem. Kaz, can you explain more? What's this tool all about?
Well, John, it's exactly what it says it is. It's a measure of fairness. And that measurement, for example, might be of fairness in terms of funding. So one often hears situations where researchers in the Global South say that after a partnership is completed, that when funding was being provided for the research project, the partner in the Global North gets 70% and the partner in the Global South is left with 30%. So inequality. And this would be a way of measuring that and making sure that that sort of thing doesn't happen. I spoke to a delegate from IBM, Martin Sepulveda, and Martin said that it's not just about funding, it's also about benefits. And I was surprised at how complex those benefits of health research can be.
Health research is a massive industry. Enormous amounts of money on a global basis are spent in research. Tremendous value is created in health research, some as a result of the product or service that's created, some as a result of spin-off effects, lateral uses of something that was created for one thing finds applications in others. And in all of these, there's people, there is infrastructure, there are jobs that are associated with this. There are industries, there's business, there's intellectual property that's created. That all comes out of investments in health research. And the interest that CORED has, whose mission is to help strengthen and create capacity for research in low and middle income countries, is to create a mechanism that helps promote a fairer distribution of all of this portfolio of benefits that are derived from doing health research, so that the people and the communities and the countries where research is being done in low and middle income countries, they get their fair share.
Martin Sepulveda from the IBM Corporation. Kaz, is this inequality deliberate?
Well, it would appear that it is, and maybe from the Global South, that is how it appears. But Martin was very, very keen to point out to me that he thought that, in fact, it wasn't deliberate, and that it was all to do with simply not seeing the bigger picture, or indeed the detail of that picture. Here he is again.
No one believes that this imbalance is something that's conscious and deliberate on the part of the researchers, right? It reminds me of a story that I know very well, and it involves quality of care in the healthcare delivery system in primary care. Before practitioners were challenged by data on the quality of what they really did, the belief of every primary care physician I knew was that they did their very best to provide the very best care for every person in their practice, right? And they questioned whether they needed more information because they knew they were doing the very best they could for their patients, so that the quality of their care, the fundamental belief was, I provide high quality care. And then the data comes in, people start collecting the information, and they start adding things up, and they present dashboards and results to these practitioners, and the practitioners say, oh my God, right? I thought I was doing better than that, right? There's an opportunity for me to make some changes. Now, those practitioners, they weren't consciously not doing some things that the data says you aren't doing these things. They thought they were doing those things, but they weren't.
Well, that's all very interesting, but why now? We've known about this imbalance for some time, haven't we?
We have. Indeed, that is the question I put to Martin. I said, what's special about this particular moment in time? And John, I was just wondering, maybe I could ask you, what do you think is the reason? Why is this fairness suddenly on the agenda of researchers?
Has there been a certain amount of consciousness raising over the years that people have realised that this just isn't on?
Well, funnily enough, some people say that the index, we still don't know what shape or form this is going to actually take, but that it could be considered to be simply a tool for raising awareness. But that's not the reason that Martin gave me. He said that actually the moment is right now because of data. And of course he would say that because he's from IBM. Here's Martin.
You have to understand, I come from a data world. So when you come from a data world, you view the world through data lenses, and sometimes you force causes through data and technology. But I think you can make a case, you know, for the fact that there is more information available today than there was before to make more people sensitive to this disparity in this sort of pristine area of health research than there has been in the past. At certain levels, it's been known forever, right? So you can speak to any number of representatives from sub-Saharan African countries who are here at this meeting, and they will tell you, right, how disparate, you know, the benefits of health research are, and they can give you example after example. They've known that for a long time, but a lot of other people haven't known that, right? And there are now more data and information and communication technologies that are giving more visibility, you know, to these kinds of disparities, and not just in health research, but in virtually every domain of our society, right? This information, media, communications are giving more visibility, right, to situations that you know, need remediation, right, for one reason or another.
So leading on from all of that, what are the next steps?
Well, the next steps would be to have a launch. And that was an interesting thing in itself, because I sort of thought, well, you know, the launch is going to be in October this year. That doesn't seem like a lot of time. And it seems as if there are a lot of details which haven't really been worked out. But the organisers were very keen to stress that they don't really mind that, that the details can come later. It's really getting a buy-in into the index, the fairness index, which they're concerned about. And when October comes, well, that launch can be anything. So we'll wait and see.
Finally, what are the implications of equality? If we achieve some equality between the two zones, in effect, what will the impact be globally? It's a different world we'll be entering.
It will be a fairer world. We would hope that it will be a happier world. And we would hope that the quality of research will become much more relevant to the parties that are most affected. And I would say, in many cases, this would be the parties in the global south.